it happened in the southern end of the park, which is a forested area around the volcanoes, just north of the city of Goma. And the attack was carried out by a unit of FDLR militias. These are the Rwandan militias who were considered responsible for the genocide in Rwanda in 1994 and have since taken refuge in the national park. And they're very involved in the destruction of the forest for charcoal, which is why our unit of rangers were patrolling in the park and they were ambushed by these FDLR militias. And one of our rangers was killed instantly during that attack, and two others were quite badly wounded. And so they were moved to the hospital in Goma, and they're recovering at the moment.
How many attacks have been occurring there recently?
Well, in the past few years, we've had a great many attacks because we're continuously being confronted with these situations, these aggressions by armed militias, and largely because they're in the park, partly for refuge, but also to access the park's resources, and that's the forest for fuel wood and charcoal, and also illegal fishing on the lake and poaching and also looting vehicles. We've lost 20 of our staff in the last 3 years to these kinds of attacks, of which 16 were by FDLR militias.
What type of support are you all receiving in helping to mitigate these attacks at the park?
Well, we're in discussion with the Congolese army. We're a government law enforcement authority. We have responsibilities for the park. But when these attacks become greater than what we can manage, then we ask for support from the army and also from the UN peacekeeping forces who are based in Goma, who've been quite supportive recently, and they're able to help us tackle this issue.
Is the public in any danger when they're visiting the park?
First of all, the Congolese public is in extreme danger because these people are very, very dangerous and also extremely aggressive. And they're amongst those responsible for the attacks on the civilian population, in particular women who get attacked and who are often involved in transporting charcoal and suffer terrible attacks, including rape and great bodily harm. The militias are those primarily responsible for the very high number of fatalities in eastern Congo. And in the last 20 years, it's estimated that over 5 million people have been killed in these conflicts. So it's a very, very serious issue. And as far as the tourists visiting the park, they're not in any danger because they won't be allowed to visit those parts of the park until we're absolutely certain that they're secure. So this particular area has now been closed off until further notice and until we're absolutely convinced that the armed militias have been driven out of the area. And that will stay that way until we can guarantee people security. There are other areas in the park that are safe, and those areas are now open, in particular the areas where the mountain gorillas are. And so we are able to accompany visitors into the gorilla sector safely without them being at risk to attack from these militias.
Yes, I was going to ask you, since they are an endangered species right now, are they in any danger of these attacks as well?
Well, there's always an inherent risk. The risk isn't just the militias. It's also small-scale poaching. People from the villages can go into the forest and lay snares, and which if they catch a baby gorilla will risk killing that gorilla, or may cause amputation of a limb, which is a very big problem for us. But we work very closely with people in villages who help us to de-snare the forest to keep them safe for the gorillas. We also have very intensive patrolling in those areas by our rangers. And so actually the outcome's been very positive in the last 20 years. The population has more than doubled, even though there's been periods of very violent conflict. So the gorilla sector has been subjected to some of the most violent battles in the last few years. But the rangers have continued their work throughout those periods to keep those gorillas safe.